Good morning, Charlotte UCC. It is good to see so many people here today, especially since it is the second week of Lent. Lent can be a tough time for sermonizing, let me tell you. But that usually is because during Lent, we often, ministers included, tend to find ourselves in a bit of a rut. In Lent, we often tend to sort of remind ourselves of our past mistakes, and that can be a bit of a hassle for us. I can tell you that I do not need to go to church to be reminded of my mistakes. Often I wake up in the morning and my mistakes just hit me like whiplash. It's like, oh, goodness gracious, I remember that time 20 years ago. I wish I could forget that. But, you know, it's not an uncommon thing to see a lot of frowns during Lent, especially during the second week of Lent when all of us good Christians are starting to have it sink in. I mean, really sink in. Oh, shucks. It's Lent. But why frown? Why be down? Is Lent really a time to be feeling bad for ourselves? I would say no. This is a time of celebration, for as Christians, we believe that the coming of Christ is not wholly dependent upon us. Christ's coming is an inevitability, and the Spirit will take us just as assuredly as God's love is for all of us. Now, I know that my view on Lent is often taken as a twist of Scripture. Some might even say that it's tortured logic, because Lent, as commonly practiced, is a time of preparation. For we believe God will come eventually, but not before we ourselves are ready. Not before we are ready. And that can sound pretty dour. And it leaves us wondering, how long will it be before we are ready? And Scripture tells us that this when we are hoping for could come a pretty long ways off. Paul reminds us in Philippians that there are still many among us who live contrary to God's will in this world. Their God is their belly, and their glory is their shame. When we hear Scripture like this, how can we not be reminded that today we live in a world where we produce enough food to feed everyone on earth, and yet only a select few of us can fall asleep with a full belly? How can we not be reminded that in this world, war and terror still rule the lives of millions of men, women, children, entire families that are left homeless, destitute, and dying? How is it that we cannot be reminded that we ate that Snickers bar the other day when we were supposed to be on a diet? Oh, there is no doubt. We have a long way to go to see God's glory. In Luke, Jesus tells us that all who want to follow him must lose themselves, that in order to save our lives, we must lose our lives, and I do not need to tell you how many of our brothers and sisters have taken this bit of Scripture literally. Of course, Jesus leaves many of us wondering, what if I like my life? But Jesus is not telling us to die in order to live, but rather, Jesus is telling us that we must change our way of living in order to be with God. The Spirit of God will come to us, and it is during Lent that we can ask ourselves the question, just what do I need to do for the Spirit to take me? We are not perfect. Believe me, God knows this. God does not need to be reminded of it. What is important about Lent is that we ask ourselves how we can do better. What can we do to help feed the hungry? What can we do to help spread peace? What can we do to better stick to our diet next time? Lent is about taking into account where we are and what we can do now. It is not about rushing our way to the end. Now, all this reminds me of a time long, long ago when I was much younger, when people actually needed to go to the store in order to buy something. My brother and I always needed to ask my father to take us to the mall. And whenever we did so, my dad would tell us to use our hunter's instinct when choosing whatever whatever CD or toy we wanted to buy. And boy, can I tell you, I had a good hunter's instinct. I was always in and out of that store like it was nobody's business. If they didn't have what I wanted, I was gone. My brother, on the other hand, he was still developing that hunter's instinct. He could take hours just deciding what it was he really wanted. And often, whenever I went to buy something with my brother, I was left waiting for him, and I had to ask, "Are you ready yet?" It was so annoying. And my brother would always respond to me, "When I'm ready." In the case of Lent, God is like my brother. And I know my brother would fall over laughing if he ever heard me say that. But just like Jesus, when he responded to the Pharisees, when they demanded that he get out because Herod was going to kill him, like my brother, Jesus said, "When I am ready." God works at God's own pace. And just as Jesus was certain when he told his disciples that he would die and rise again, we too can be certain and celebrate that a day will come when peace and love will rule over the world. But we're not there yet. God will have God's day, but this day is our day. What can we do to help spread God's love to the world? This is what Lent is about. And when I think of all the good there is left for us to do, I can't help but smile. There is so much left for us to do in God's creation. Is it not a joyous time to be a child of God? Amen.